This is Living It Up, a refreshing daily podcast to help you get excited about beginning your day or your entire life all over again, only this time with a loving God at the center. We hope you experience joy from listening and find yourself laughing and living it up on the way to beginning again. For more teaching and encouragement from the Neals, visit their Facebook page at Living It Up Beginning Again or their website at livingitup.org. Now, here's Scott and Teresa.
And we have a great topic today.
Yeah.
It's called Tell Me Again, God. Chances are God put a dream in your heart. I know he did. He put one in mine, put one in Scott. And you know what? He didn't change his mind about it either. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever about that. So if things aren't making sense to you right now, we want to let you know in this podcast why it's so important to keep referring back to that original dream.
That's right.
Okay, that dream and that vision he gave you however long ago. And we believe that Numbers 23:19 was a great passage to back this up with.
Well, that's right. It's in the Old Testament. And it says, God is not a man, so he does not lie. He is not human, so he does not change his mind. That ever happened to anybody? He has never spoken, and failed to act. Has he ever promised and not carried it through?
That's right.
Well, that's true. Mm-hmm. That is so true. I mean, you know, and in this passage, there was a prophet at that time called Balaam, and he was basically prophesizing some things about the Lord, and this is his second prophecy, you know, in this book of Numbers. And it basically affirmed God's sovereignty, you know, and really gave God's true character. I mean, really, for the first time in the Bible, you know, it was talking about God's true character and who is God, you know. And, the future of Israel was secure because of a sovereign God, you know, who chose to bless them, even though they would, you know, worship God and fall again, Does that sound familiar? Well, you know what? It's been the same since then, okay? And so, but you know what? God is a God that you can trust. You know? That's why it says don't trust in man. Trust in God.
Trust in what he put into your heart. What was that original vision, that original dream? You know, before things went awry in my life, God had put this vision in my heart for a brand new future. But it didn't make sense to me at that time, and it seemed impossible. But, you know, he does that. Before things start going crazy, he'll give you this dream, and you know that it's him.
That's
and he
right.
does that because of what's about to happen, and that gives you something to hang on to. And that's what happened to me, and I realize now that vision that he gave me was what would help me hang on through the next 7 years full of life-altering experiences that included my divorce, my father's sudden death, and the loss of my job, okay? And every time I was experiencing all of these terrible things, I'd go back to that dream and that vision, okay? Because all my props are out from under me now. And I found myself at the bottom of that infamous tunnel, but I still seen a flicker of light at the top, and it reminded me that that was him saying, I'm still the same, dream's still here. And at that time, I was so depressed, but I could hear him say, all right, I'm the same, dream's the same, and if you can't get out of bed, that's fine. Just roll over one more time, pull the covers up over your head one more time. It's going to take just that much longer. It was up to me. I had to put one foot on the floor in front of the other and be willing to do my part, and then God would meet me there. Okay? And so that kept me going, and that's why it's so important for us to go back to those dreams that he put in our hearts,
right,
especially if things are not making sense right now, because it keeps you going, and you can realize, oh, he's moving things around and people and all of these things because they're obviously, and that was obviously not part of what he's trying to do.
Right.
And letting him do it. And that gives you hope. And you know what? We can find joy in that. In those situations like that, you think, how can I find joy in that? Because that's hope, and hope brings joy.
It sure does. You know, and you know, you just think about it. You know, I'm just, you know, in the New Testament, it tells us God chose us before the world was even made. Mm-hmm. And he wants to give us every spiritual blessing in Christ. Okay, and that spiritual blessing is the dreams he puts and visions he puts in our heart. You know, I mean, I don't know how many times, Teresa, you know, that I really pray to God and I say, you know what, God, tell me again.
Yep.
Tell me again what you promised me 9 years ago.
That's right.
And so, you know, when things are downtrodden and maybe I'm not, you know, having the best of days, you know, might I go to lunch or something like that and I pray, or if I just walk off by myself for a minute, that's what I pray.
Mm-hmm.
I say, tell me again, God.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me again.
That's good. Because it says in Proverbs 28:19, without vision, people perish.
That's right.
And in all that's going on in today's world, we got to have hope. We got to have dreams and visions to keep us going.
Yeah.
We will perish without it. It's like, what's the point in this?
That's
I don't want to do this.
Yeah.
This is not what I signed up for. Okay?
Yeah.
Visions and promises from God, you know, keep us focused and our thoughts centered, especially, like we said, when things don't make sense. And I know for me, when the enemy comes against me with the depression and fear and doubt, distractions like I talked about, God will remind me of that vision again, like what you were saying. I just got to believe him for it. I want to ask everybody out there, is there a vision in your heart that God put there?
Yeah.
Could it be connected to your promised land? You know, could it? And if you've stopped nurturing it or stopped paying attention to it because things have gone awry, all you got to do is ask God to show it to you again and ask him if all these things that are going on are part of that or not. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. That's in Hebrews 13:18. And not a man that he should lie like a man does.
That's right.
That's in Numbers 23:19.
You know, I think a great example of someone with a dream that never gave up was your dad.
Mm.
I mean, your dad was a very intelligent man,
mm-hmm.
you know, but he never had a high school diploma. You know, when did he get his high school diploma?
Yeah, when he was 79.
Yeah, I mean, this is a man who started his own company, he and his brother, very successful businessman,
mm-hmm.
but grew up in a country town and just said, you know what, I'm out of here. I'm anywhere but here.
Mm-hmm.
And he left. But he always had that dream that God mm-hmm. gave him his heart to get his high school diploma. So he was 70-something years old, and the man who walks across stage.
Yeah. It was really something. You didn't even know him, and you're tearing up.
It really is. I never got a chance to know your dad, but I see him in you every day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and but that's what we're talking about. Has mm-hmm. God given you a dream? Man, don't give up on that dream.
Because
your dream may be for your kids.
Mm-hmm.
Your dream may be for your grandkids.
Mm-hmm.
Who would, let's say Billy Graham, for instance. Everyone who knows who Billy Graham is, maybe his great-grandfather had a dream, a vision of being a great evangelist. And maybe he never reached it. But then two generations later,
mm-hmm.
Billy Graham becomes the most famous evangelist that's ever walked on the face of this
mm-hmm.
earth.
That's right.
So never give up on your dreams, because it may not just be for you. Mm-hmm. It's for generations to come.
That's right.
So we are so honored that you tuned in to us today.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what, honey? Really, God wants to instill the dreams in everybody. But the first thing you have to do is to give your life to him.
Mm-hmm.
You have to give your life to Christ.
And it isn't. We don't want it to make it sound like a work.
We want you
to be loved into it.
Absolutely. I mean, we want it to be. It has to be your choice.
That's right. It has to come from your heart.
God is a God of choice. I mean, you know, really, you know, you have a crossroads. And when you get to that crossroads, you have two decisions to make. One of them is to turn from God, and one of them is to turn to God.
Mm-hmm.
Our not our job, but our heartfelt, the reason why we do this,
our calling
is to bring you to the doorstep of the kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
That's your choice if you open the door or not. Okay? And trust me, Christ is on that other side of that door. I know for a fact.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That he's there.
Mm-hmm.
And he wants you to knock. So if you have never given your life to Christ, or if you have and you walked away, or maybe you've been in church for a long time and you're just now realizing, man, I've never given my life to him. Mm-hmm. Do it today. We encourage you to do so. And let your dream flourish through Jesus. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Lord Jesus, today I give you my life. I know that you died on the cross. You rose on the third day. And because of the cross, I ask you to forgive my sins. My sins are forgiven. Lord, give me the dream that you desire me to have, to honor you for the rest of my life and to eternity. Mm-hmm. I need you, Savior. In Jesus' name, amen.
Mm-hmm. Well,
yeah.
If you heard God tell you again through this podcast, then it was worth it. You again to give your life to him.
That's right. And you know what? You're making our dream come true.
That's right.
And we really thank you. Because this is part of the vision that God has given Teresa and I.
Mm-hmm, that's right. And as always, we're going to encourage you to get into a mentorship program someplace, mm-hmm. a discipleship.
At a
church where you've been prayed into, where you've prayed and been led to.
If you're in the Dallas area, we go to Gateway Church in South Lake.
Yeah.
They have campuses all over the Metroplex. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, it's a great church. Mm-hmm. And you know, shout out to Gateway.
So anyway, we're going to let you go, but we want you to remember this. Keep referring back to your original dream and the vision in your heart when your life doesn't make sense. It'll keep you focused and give you hope, in addition to the hope that God has already given you to keep moving on.
Mm-hmm.
We love you.
Sure do.
Keep living it up
while beginning again.